Thank you for calling the Depo Provera helpline. My name's Alexa. We are on a recorded line. Who am I speaking with today?
Hello.
Hi, yes, my name's Alexa. You are on the Depo Provera helpline. We are on a recorded line. How are you doing today?
Okay.
Good, good. And who am I speaking with?
Cynthia Faye Barnes.
Okay, Cynthia, nice to meet you. How do I spell your last name, please?
B-A-R-N-E-S.
Okay. And then is Cynthia C-Y-N-T-H-I-A?
Yes.
Okay. Hi, Miss Barnes. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I do have to ask, did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Okay. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes.
Okay. Now, is this claim for yourself or for a loved one?
For myself.
Okay. Are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. Were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. I'm sorry for everything you've gone through. And was your meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
Brain.
Okay. And when was your date of diagnosis?
My date of diagnosis, 1977.
Okay, you were diagnosed with your meningioma in 1977?
Done a year.
Okay. Okay, so just to clarify, your doctor diagnosed you with your meningioma in 1977?
No, he advised me of my meningioma in 1997.
Oh, 97. Okay. And do you remember the date and month in 1977? Or 1997?
Around June 1997.
Okay. June 1997. Do you remember what day of the month in June?
No.
Okay. Do you know, was it beginning of the month, middle of the month, or end of the month?
I'm not quite sure, no, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. So June of 1997, correct?
Right.
Okay. And what is your date of birth?
April 7th, 1960.
Okay. I have April 7th, 1960. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay. Now, do you have any other friends or loved ones, maybe cousins, sisters, anyone else who was injured by Depo Provera?
No.
Okay. Did you use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera?
Yes.
Okay. Did you also use the generic version named generic metoxyprogesterone acetate?
No, I don't think so.
No? Okay, so just the Depo Provera?
Yeah.
Okay. And did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes.
Okay. Within 1 year, can you confirm you had at least 4 injections before being diagnosed?
Yes.
Okay. Did you use Depo Provera between January 1st, 1992 through the present date?
What present date today?
Correct. Did you use it between January 1st, 1992 and today?
No, I'm not using it today.
Here, let me ask you this. When did you stop using Depo Provera?
When did I start using 1997?
1997, okay. So was it around your diagnosis, June 1997?
No, I started taking Depo-Provera in 1977 and stopped in 1997.
Okay. And did you stop using it around your date of diagnosis with your meningioma?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So you, to the best of your knowledge, you stopped using Depo-Provera around June of 1997?
Yes.
Okay. And I know you said you started using Depo-Provera in 1977. Do you know what month of 1977?
No, I'm not quite sure what month now.
Okay. Do you know, was it the beginning of the year, maybe summertime, maybe end of the year? To the best of your knowledge, what month did you start using Depo-Provera?
I think the beginning.
Okay. So would you say it was January, February, March? I know. It was a while before, but to the best of your knowledge, when would you say? What month?
March.
March?
Month before my birthday.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so in March of 1977, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So would you say that you used Depo-Provera between January 1st, 1992 through when you stopped in 1997?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now, this is for the HIPAA-compliant medical record release forms. Can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and then I just want to clarify, I have the spelling of your first name correct. C-Y-N-T-H-I-A.
Right.
Okay, and then the spelling of your last name is B-A-R-N-E-S.
Right.
Okay, do you have a middle initial?
Yes, F for Faye, F-A-Faye, F-A-Y-E.
Okay, F-A-Y-E, oh, that's beautiful. Yes. Okay, so your middle name is F-A-Y-E.
Yes, Cynthia okay. Faye Barnes.
Okay, beautiful, thank you. Okay, and what is your social security number?
Do I have to hear that?
So this is for the HIPAA-compliant medical record release forms.
245-213855.
Okay. 245-213855.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. What is your best email address?
BarnesCynthia47@yahoo.com.
Okay. I have BarnesCynthia47@yahoo.com.
Yes.
Okay. Now, this phone that we're speaking on, this 240-918-8888, is this the best phone number to reach you at?
No.
Okay. What is the best phone number to reach you at?
240-204-7056.
Okay. 240-204-7056?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And is that your cell phone or your home phone?
My cell phone.
Okay. This 240-918-8888 Is that an alternate phone number you would like me to have?
No, you can dial just this one.
Just the other one? Okay.
Yeah, is your number 800-808-5020?
No, my phone number, and I'll be texting you my phone number. Do you have a pen and paper? I can give you my phone number.
Yes.
Okay. So my first name is Alexa, A-L-E-X-A.
A-L-E-X-A.
Perfect. And then my phone number is area code 949.
949. 996.
3236.
So where are you located?
So my office is located in Irvine, California. But the law firm that we work with, they are all over the nation, okay?
So what is this 800-808-5020? What number is this?
That phone number is going to be the phone number for the office. If you do call that phone number, it will take you straight to the office. But then the phone number I gave you, that will take you straight to my desk, okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Now, when being reached out to you, would you prefer a phone call, a text, or an email first?
It don't matter.
Okay. And what is the best time of day to reach you, morning, afternoon, or evening?
Anything after morning, anything after 2 o'clock, some days I won't be here.
Okay. All right. Thank you for...
Anything after 2:30, I will be here.
Okay. And then what is your home address?
10404. Angora Drive, A-N-G-O-R-A Drive, that's Shenton Ham, Maryland.
Okay. I
20623.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. I have 10404 Angora Drive in Cheltenham, Maryland, 20623.
Did you say 10404?
Yes, 10404. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And Angora Drive is A-N-G-O-R-A, correct?
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
Is there a apartment building or unit number?
No.
Okay, thank you. And then just to clarify, is Cheltenham spelled C-H-E-L-T-E-N-H-A-M?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, was Depo Provera administered by a doctor, medical staff, or by yourself?
A doctor.
Okay. Some people, you know, I thought that question was kind of silly too, but some people actually do. I didn't know this, but some people actually do go to like a CVS to pick it up and do it themselves. I did not know that. That's something I learned the other day. Okay. Now, how many times would you say you were injected with the product?
I don't know. I can't remember all that.
Okay, here. I have a calculator here. Now, let me ask you this. Were you receiving it every 3 months?
Because of this brain tumor, I'm not too sure,
okay.
They said.
Okay. Not a problem. But you can recall that you received it 4 times a year, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Okay, so let me do the math. Bear with me. Okay, so 4 times, and you were on Depo Vera for about 20 years. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So to the best of your knowledge, would you say that you were injected about 80 times?
I guess so.
Okay. Now, What was the name of the facility where you got the Depo-Provera shot?
What's the name of the facility where I had the shot?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Okay, what hospital were you seeing your doctor at?
Georgetown Hospital in Washington, D.C.
Okay, hospital in Washington, D.C. Okay, and that's where your doctor gave you the Depo-Provera, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Is that located on 3800 Reservoir Road, Northwest, in Washington, D.C.?
I guess so. That's where I had the surgery. Okay.
I'm sorry?
I said that's where I had the meningitis surgery.
Okay, that's where you had the surgery. Okay, is that also where you received the Depo-Provera injections?
I can't remember all that now.
Okay. All right, that is okay. Let me see. I'm going to put you on a brief hold and speak to my supervisor. I think we are able to move forward if we don't know what hospital you were administered at with the injection, but let me make sure, okay? I want to get you the correct information. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, bear with me. I will be right back in about 2 minutes, okay?